It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This is Anita Thomas, and I'm here with Olivia Varnson. And hey, we have a great show for you guys today because we talk about travel all the time in terms of like destinations, places to go, things like that. And Olivia and I love that because we both love traveling, right, Olivia?
Of course we do. But we also want to make sure that we eliminate any potential stressors that we can ahead of time. And one way is through going over some travel tips, even if they may seem obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to review.
It's important to review, probably mainly for me, because although I travel a lot, I still sometimes can, you know, just have things a little bit up in the air and get to my destination. I think, you know, I should have thought about that, or maybe I should have made a list or whatever it might be. So tips are really, really good for making sure that you plan that trip correctly and that you plan it so that you have a very memorable and fun adventure.
Exactly. And I'm sure for someone like you who does travel a lot, you know, it's probably all muscle memory at this point. So
some of it.
It really does go, you know, you might go a long time without reviewing your travel tips.
That's true. That's why it's always good to just have a quick review. You know, one of the things, I like to start with one of the things that I'm asked about a lot, Olivia, and that is packing tips. What should I pack? How should I pack it? How do you not pack too much? And I'm asked questions like that, and I have some answers for that, but I think a lot of that really just depends from trip to trip for some people. Although I have a really good friend who always tells me, I only pack what I can fit in a carry-on bag. And that's a little bit different for me because I pack what I need. If it fits into a carry-on, that's great. Thumbs up. If it doesn't, then I'll put it into a bag that needs to be checked. I don't limit myself depending on where I'm going just because I want to have that carry-on bag.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what's important to you. If you want to have a lot of options while you're traveling, go right ahead.
My sister, my niece, and I went to San Francisco one time and we lined up all of the shoes that between the three of us that we had. And I think there was something like 27 pairs of shoes that were there. But I'll tell you this, we looked great every day and night that we went
out. There you
go. A different outfit and certainly a different pair of shoes.
And you had fun.
And we had fun plopping around San Francisco. But let's talk a little bit, though, about something that is not really a debate, I don't think, as much as it used to be, and that is whether or not when you're packing, if you should fold or if you should roll your clothes. What do you do?
I've always heard roll. My dad was in the military, and that's what they learned. It's about being efficient and also being neat. You kind of prevent the risk of getting a lot of wrinkles when you roll. And you may not think that because you're rolling up your clothes. It turns out okay most of the time.
It does turn out okay most of the time. And for some reason, it does seem as though you can get more into your suitcase.
Yes.
And I find also, too, with the rolled items, I can tuck them into sort of little spots where there might be a little gap or a little bit of space. I can kind of tuck something in there. So I am definitely an advocate of the roll versus the fold. But now, if you do have something, maybe like I have a pair of jeans that has like some little jewel things on it. And I do fold those, and I actually put a piece of like tissue paper that you use like for gifts, all that tissue paper we get
right
during birthday and Christmas time. Just use some of that to put between each leg of my pair of jeans so that those jewel pieces don't rub together.
There you go.
And I fold those because I don't feel as comfortable rolling that. So there might be some things that you might need to fold. And I say put those either on the bottom or the top of all the other things that you're packing.
Right. And what my dad does also when he travels, he always rolls, but if he has some nice dress shirts that he wants to press or something, when he gets to his hotel room, he'll hang them up in the bathroom, turn on the shower, and close the door and let the steam just kind of take care of it while he, you know, does other things.
Well, that's a really good tip, too, because a lot of times you're probably moving pretty fast in the morning, getting to meetings or going out on your tours for the day or meeting up with family and friends. You may not want to pull that ironing board out and iron because a lot of hotels do provide that for you nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little bit easier just to have what your father does, just to have that shirt or that dress or whatever right there in the shower with the wrinkles steaming out,
yes.
as opposed to getting that ironing board out. Now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking about tips all day today. It's what we're going to cover. It's lots of tips, and we're starting with packing tips, because I know I'm asked that a lot. Maybe those of you who are listening, maybe you ask it sometimes, too. So hopefully these tips are helping you out. Now, I want to talk a little bit also, too, then about sort of thinking about packing as well to deter some of those baggage fees that you might incur. And one of my tips for that is to take less, especially of those heavy things. Don't do like my sister, my niece, and I and take 27 pairs of shoes. Just coordinate and maybe take only one pair of shoes that you will wear, like for dress or being less casual, and then a pair of shoes maybe for walking around and touring. So you only have two pairs of shoes. But in order to do that, you may want to also think of your color scheme of what you're going to take with you. And that'll help you limit the number of shoes as well.
And you can have some fun with that, you know, planning your outfits ahead of time. Again, it will help eliminate stress, you know, going through the airport and also once you get there.
Right, exactly. And shoes are very heavy, so are jeans. So think about the things that are very, very heavy. And those are the things that add weight to your suitcase that could possibly cause you to then have those baggage fees at the airport if you're flying. So another tip, too, is the 3-1-1 rule. And a lot of people say, well, is that still, you know, a rule? And yes, it is still a rule. And that is that the size of the bottles of your toiletries needs to be 3 ounces. And you can have, you know, one of those. You need one bag that you can put those in that you can then take through TSA and they allow it in your carry-on. Anything larger than that and more than that, then you need to pack in your bag that you're going to check.
Good to know.
Very good to know. And it's really good to keep that in mind, especially coming home, because if you are buying toiletries, some of those fancy perfumes or lotions, you want to make sure that you look at the size of that, because they will take that from you and throw it in the garbage. Yes, that hurts.
It does hurt, especially if it's brand new.
Especially if it's brand new and you've spent about $10 on that really nice, special luxury lotion.
Yes.
Now, what about packing cubes? Have you ever tried those?
I haven't. We've talked about them on the show before when we've gone over some really good travel gift ideas. You know, you can have fun with those and they can also help you organize if you're prone to just shoving everything, not even looking at what you're packing.
Well, I will say that I like soft side luggage for that reason, because especially when I go on press trips, we get a lot of things, you know, little amenity things that they give us that represent the city or the destination that we're visiting. So I like being able to kind of shove a little bit. But those packing cubes for your clothes is an additional way. If you roll, put those in the packing cube, it actually helps keep the clothes from wrinkling even more so.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So
we're trying to help you here.
Definitely. Now, I want to talk about something, though, that I get asked. Another question that I'm asked as well is, what should I not put in my carry-on bag? And there are a couple of things that, you know, you should not put in your carry-on bag that tends to be more like what we just talked about, things that are too large to make it through the TSA, like things that are too large with lotions and things like
right. That.
But also think about things that you may be buying, like jellies and jams. Those also can be considered to be liquids as well. So the things that you want to make sure that you put in your carry-on bag would be things like any medicines, prescription glasses, things like that, that if your bags are lost, you won't have the hassle of having those replaced while you're on your trip.
Exactly. And another thing is, you know, consider how fragile something is. Even if you're taking it in your carry-on bag, as we see in those overhead compartments, it can get pretty dangerous up there.
Especially nowadays, everyone's bringing things and they're just kind of shelving and then closing the carry-on, overhead bin pretty hard.
Indeed. Yep.
Things can break and we don't want that. You don't want to arrive at something broken. But great tips, and we can certainly add these to the website. And of course, Googling too. There's so many great websites out there. If you just Google what to pack, depending on where you're going, a lot of
sites.
Yes,
put your destination.
Yeah, put your destination in and look at the weather, those kind of things too, to determine whether or not you need to carry like just a little rain jacket for cover, or just what you need to take, maybe an umbrella, and all those things too can add weight. So really plan those things out as well. Now, Olivia, when we come back, we have more great tips. Let's talk a little bit about traveling with your pet, because I know you and I both love to travel with our dogs.
We're both fur moms.
We're both fur moms for sure. So you guys are listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. And you can check them out at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. We'll be back in a moment. Sweet.